paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another pre-Friday teaser of the paranormal in the shape of a dark minisode. Now, Friday's episode will be our 7th episode of the season, meaning after Friday, we only have 3 episodes left of this very season. And as always, now is the perfect time for you to send in your experiences. And as was proven with one of our Patreons this week, somebody put on the end of an email, maybe you could use this for your next season. But we used it on Sunday Gone. Because if the right experience, as ever, lands in our inbox, we use it when we feel you guys would want to hear it. And personally, I cannot hold a secret if I think it's amazing and people want to know. However, do send in your true personal paranormal experiences to the link in the show notes, or go direct to contact@thedarkparanormal.com, and we will find a space for whatever you send in, be it on a main show, on a dark minisode, or even for dark bites for our patrons. And speaking of patrons, this show would not exist without them, so I thank each and every one of them as much as humanly possible. But if you would like to become one of our wonderful Patreon community, simply head to the link in the show notes. We're giving away a free week trial at our highest tier, which means you will get early ad-free content from the main feed, as well as the Patreon-only podcast Dark Bites, which is out each and every week of the year, without fail, even on the downtime between seasons, and our new video and audio show, After Dark, where I take a much more informal look at some of the ideas that circulate around what we've discussed that week. And we've also just recently launched our Dark Community, which is a series of group chats that our Patreons can join in, talk about the shows, talk to each other. We really can't wait to welcome you. So once again, patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. In fact, today's experience is one of 3 that was sent to us by one of our Patreons, Samantha. We played the first 2 on Dark Bites this week, and this is the 3rd. So please relax and listen to A Simple Mall After Hours. Hi Kevin, as promised, I've some more stories for you. These ones have all occurred at my places of work. They're not only my stories, but also some of my co-workers' stories too. I have changed the names of everyone who shared their stories with me. Buckle up. This is a long one. I work at a mall. Now, the mall used to be an indoor mall. 2 of my jobs where weird things happened were during the time that the mall was enclosed. The mall has since been torn down and turned into a plaza instead. So one of my first jobs, when the mall was indoors, was at a novelty and gift shop. We carried an odd assortment of items, from clothing to ceramics, blankets, and at the back of the store, adult entertainment items. You know, gummies in that particular shape, naughty underwear and gag gifts that lean towards the mildly obscene. We also had gag toys that were motion operated, similar to hula hooping Santas and the like, but for dirty minds. These items would only go off when someone walked past them. Remember, they were motion activated. They were all kept on a top shelf in the far back corner of the store. The door to our back room / office was on the opposite side of the store. Several times I'd come into work first thing in the morning, got to the office door, and suddenly, all the motion activated toys would go off, one by one, as if someone was walking past them and coming towards me. I have never felt so threatened. I always felt like something got a real kick out of our store. Another time, I was sweeping the front of the store. And suddenly, the glass plate to an oil burner flew past me and crashed into the opposite corner that I'd just finished sweeping. This glass plate had actually came from the far back side of a round shelving unit, so there was no way that I could have accidentally hit the plate. Not to mention that there's absolutely no way I could have hit it in such a way to cause it to go flying across the room. And I was nowhere near that shelving unit at the time. No customers were in store. My co-worker was working on something at the checkout desk, so she had her back to me at the time. It was all very strange indeed. 2 years later, I left that store to work at the store that was across the hall. This was also a gift shop and had quite an assortment of gifts. Our store was like a series of stores within the store. Every section of that store was rented by an independent retailer, and we then sold their items for them. They only would come in to restock their section. So one of these sections was rented by a carpenter, someone who built shelves, coat racks, bedside tables and hutches, as well as other little items. So one morning, I came in, and as I was walking to the back of the store to get to the back room so I could put my coat and bag away and turn the lights on, as I walked past the carpenter's section, I noticed that one of the hutches was shaking, very noticeably, from side to side. I stopped and said, "Don't break it, or the seller will be very unhappy." That hutch stopped shaking immediately. Other odd things would happen to other co-workers as well. My manager came in one morning to find a row of teddy bears all lined up in front of the staff room door, right at the back. When I came in, she said, "Very funny," thinking me and my co-worker had set them up as a prank the night before. We hadn't. Sadly, the store closed down, and I moved to a shoe store in a different part of the same mall. I was there 7 years and never had a single experience. When the mall was torn down, I started to work at one of the external shops that were built outside and were never attached to the old mall. I still work there today. This store is a large craft store that has a mezzanine in the back room where we keep all our store fixtures, like shelving and things like that. This store is crazy active. I think it may be the same whatever that was in the old mall, as this store was built on the same side as the other two stores where I'd worked and had odd events occurring, just outside the original mall. The following stories are just a handful of incidences that have occurred within the last 2 years alone. I've been at this location for 9. The first one that happened was 2 years ago, around March or April. There were two of us in at the time. As it was early morning before the store hours, it was myself and one of the managers. I myself was stocking shelves. The manager was counting the float for the counters and getting the general store work done. I'd gone into the break room for a drink. Now, the break room is directly below the mezzanine. No one who works here likes the mezz. It has a charged feeling to it. Anyway, I was getting a drink of water when I heard what sounded like the metal shelving being banged around and shifted. Assuming it was the manager pulling out shelving for an end cap or something, I exit the break room to see if they need help. And he comes walking into the back room from the floor. I ask if he'd just been upstairs in the mezz. He said he hadn't. He was spooked when I told him what I'd heard. I went upstairs to check, but nothing on that mezzanine was out of place. The next story I have for you happened around May, not long after the previous story. There were 5 of us in the back room at the time. It was truck day, So we were unloading stock off the truck and putting everything onto U-boats to be taken out to the floor. There was an intense thunderstorm occurring at the same time. I was grabbing a box off the belt when I heard the back room door swing open and close. Our back room doors were heavy, swinging doors. Those can't be blown open by a light breeze. Plus, there was no wind coming in as the truck pretty much filled our cargo bay. The manager thought one of the other workers had gone out to the floor, but I told him no. That co-worker was around the corner emptying boxes of a certain product. So he asked her if she saw anything. She said she saw the door swing open and close again. So I go just outside of the doors and look down the aisle towards the front of the store. We had heavy metal plant hangers hanging up on display. One was swinging with quite a bit of force. Every other remained perfectly still. I called my co-worker out to take a look. We looked at each other and she says, "He's pretty active this morning." I walk down to make sure there's no wind or anything that could be causing this one heavy plant hanger to sway. There was no breeze, and I actually caught video of that hanger moving. My co-worker, I'll call her Lorraine, had her most recent experience actually begin at her own home. Money goals are things we all have. My personal one is to make sure that I'm mortgage free by age 50. How am I getting towards that goal? I'm 46 and in 4 years, do I think I'm going to get there? Well, I'm unfoundedly optimistic. But here's the most interesting thing. We only like to talk about money when we've made it, when that goal is achieved. Now, you've probably got a well-being app. Well, Acorns is a financial wellness app that wants to show a little love to everyone who's on their way to a goal. Some people shy away from the word investing because it seems like it's a word for people who know about finance, etc. Believe me, that's not a prerequisite. Acorns is a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. Acorns is easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your money, even if you've just got spare change. Acorns supports your big and small goals across every life stage. Plus, the app has the Acorns Potential screen, which shows you the power of compounding and how your money could grow over time. Acorns is an all-in-one. No more finance apps cluttering up your phone. With Acorns, you can invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. Believe me, I've never seen something like the Acorns Potential screen showing the power of compounding. And even that word, compounding, we all believe that belongs to the ones who work in Wall Street. It doesn't. It's yours as much as theirs. So sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with a £5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who already have saved and invested over $27 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started.
Paid non-client endorsements. Competition provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 11 competition provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Spring has landed and we're about to hit summer. It's the time of year that makes me rethink what's in my closet. I'm always trying to keep fewer things, but better ones. And that's why I keep coming back to Quince. Fabrics that feel elevated. Quince makes high quality everyday essentials using premium materials like 100% European linen and their insanely soft Flownit activewear fabric. The best part is their prices are 50 to 60% less than similar brands. How? Quince works directly with ethical factories and they cut out the middleman. So you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Now you may think, well, Quince don't deliver to the UK, Kev. How are you talking about these? Well, I have a friend in America who I order Quince through. And I ordered a 4-pack of the Performance Running Crew socks. They are light. They are airy, but they're also comfortable. I also ordered the Italian leather everyday sneaker. Now, I have not been able to find this anywhere in the UK, a sneaker that, You can literally go day to night in, from garden to nightclub. I have done with these fantastic sneakers. The stitching is immaculate. The wear is perfect. I went all day wearing the same shoe and at night did not have tired feet. And this is what Quince is about. Not only do you get the quality, but you get the saving. So if, unlike me, you're already stateside, refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/darkparanormal for free shipping and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. Go to quince.com/darkparanormal. Get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/darkparanormal. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. People are often surprised, myself included, to find out it can be this time of year that December's seasonal financial spend can hit home. And our finances can affect our stress more than we will ever know. Financial stress isn't just about your bank account. It can take a serious toll on your mental health and relationships. With 88% of Americans feeling some form of financial stress at the start of 2026, money worries clearly often bring anxiety, sleep disruption, even depression. And if we're looking for one of the leading sources for conflict within couples, money will be it. So this month, we want to normalize the emotional weight of financial stress and remind people that struggling with money doesn't mean they've failed. Sometimes it's just about accessing the right kind of support. Regardless of where you are financially at the present moment, I would take a good bet at some point in your life, you've been faced or will be faced with financial stress. For me, it was when I was a youngster and I didn't handle money at all well. I was constantly going over my overdraft, receiving overdraft charges, which I could never repay. And what starts out as a simple money spiral, well, that spiral grows teeth, and those teeth dig into you with stress that you just can't find a way out of. But listen, therapy isn't about financial advice. It's about managing the stress, the shame, or anxiety that can come with it. Therapy can help people unpack their relationship with money, build healthier coping strategies, and feel less alone in the process. But as someone in therapy, their therapist match commitment for me is a game changer. If you're not happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. And it works. An online average rating of 4.9 out of 5 stars for a live session based on over 1.7 million reviews. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/darkparanormal. That's BetterHelp.com/darkparanormal. Lorraine said she could hear the sound of the wind rustling outside. But when she looked, there was no wind. Nothing. No wind, no rustling trees, but still the sound of wind. She came to work and can feel something around her. So, she was working in one aisle, and suddenly, she hears a loud clanging sound in the very next aisle. She went round to take a check, and she found knitting needles on the floor. Now, these knitting needles are kept in holders. They can't randomly fall out. Later that same day, one of my other co-workers, we'll call her Sherry, was sitting at the framing desk, when a shopping cart rolled backwards and turned so that it was facing her. Sherry had her head down and at first thought it was a customer. She heard the distinctive grinding sound that the carts make when one is pulled. Our carts can be quite troublesome to pull out, and you need to use a bit of force to separate the carts from each other. So it's not like one can just randomly roll backwards and then turn around. Lorraine figures her friend who followed her to work must have gotten bored and began looking for entertainment. Another time, Lorraine was standing with other co-workers just outside our receiving doors, the ones that opened by themselves in the previous story, when all of a sudden, she said they all felt it get really cold. Here there are three other witnesses, but they no longer work at the store. And something passed through Lorraine with enough force that it pushed her over. Luckily, she was able to grab onto shelving, which kept her from falling to the ground. Last May, I was doing downstocking in the back room. I was standing by our industrial shelving where we keep our larger overstock canvases. This shelving unit is directly across from the stairs that lead to the mezz. I was fighting to get a canvas unstuck from the rest of the canvases when all of a sudden I feel a strong gust of wind barrel down the stairs, through me, almost knocking me over, and out into the store. It was a cold wind, there were no doors open, and it wasn't a windy day. As I previously mentioned, no one likes going up to the mezzanine. Noises have been heard up there, shuffling sounds, like the shuffling of feet, banging noises like shelving being moved around. I was up in the mezz with our current replenishment manager, Carly, helping her clean it up and get all the hardware back to the right places. This gets done every year. The mezz is very hot, all the time. It's like all the heat in the store decides to hide up in the mezz. So you can imagine my surprise when I'm standing there talking to Carly, complaining about the heat up there, and suddenly it got very cold around me, as though I was standing directly below a large fan, which I wasn't. It lasted only a few seconds and then was gone. But I like to think that I was being hugged by our friendly neighbourhood ghost. One of our former replenishment managers, I'll call her Ali, would go in every morning at 5 a.m. That's when we do our downstocking for the day. And she would often hear feet shuffling in the next aisle over from her. She'd go and check to see where her co-worker was, because of course there's at least two of us doing the downstocking in the morning. But they were always in a completely different part of the store from where she would hear the shuffling. We've also come in only to hear loud bangs. But again, when we go to the aisles to look for the bangs, to see where it came from, to see what's fallen, there's nothing on the floor, nothing out of place. Finally, something very peculiar happened this very morning at work. And better still, the replenishment manager, Carly, was also a witness. Carly and I had just finished doing the customer out for the morning, what we were sold out of in particular areas of the store. So we're just standing there talking, and I could hear shuffling and noises down by the loos and the office. I thought nothing of it, as I assumed that one of the other managers had come in early. But then we both heard rustling sounds coming from the floral section. It sounded like someone was picking up the pampas stems and putting them back into the plastic cones, the ones we used to hold the stems in that aisle. That's when Carly says to me, "No one's supposed to be in till 8. This was 6:45 a.m. So I call out, and there's no answer. So we both take a stroll to aisle 24, where the floral stems are. Nothing. No manager lurking, no stems out of place. I begin lifting stems out and putting them into their cones to see if I could recreate the sound. And when I got to the pampas stems and did that, we both agreed that was the very sound we heard, which is what I thought I heard in the first place. It was very strange indeed. It didn't feel negative though, more mischievous if anything. I looked at Carly and said, "Well, someone's active this morning." It went quiet again soon after. Most of what we hear are the sounds of shuffling feet or product being moved. I personally have never felt that this is anything negative, but definitely a bit mischievous. Again, you can use my name. People think I'm a bit eccentric anyway. But I've changed my co-worker's name in case they do wish to maintain their privacy. I hope our haunted little store has kept you entertained. It certainly keeps us entertained. If you decide to use this for your next season, please let me know, as I'm sure my co-workers would love to hear it too. Keep up the great work. Much love from Canada, Samantha, and she does give a surname, but out of decency, I'm not going to give it out on air, obviously. because there are, well, some people who aren't so normal out there, sadly. P.S. If you're interested in seeing the video I caught of the plant hanger swinging on its own, please let me know. Well, Sam, I think everyone listening right now knows what my reply is, which is please send that video as soon as you can to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. I would love to see that video. And ironically, or should I say serendipitously, only yesterday on Dark Bites, I was talking about how I wanted to start to gather more paranormal evidence after losing some during my teenage years. So I would adore if you could send that through. And also, thank you for your submission. The one overriding thing about your submission, which just screams validity, is almost every occurrence comes with a witness. But I do wonder the friend you mentioned named Lorraine, not their real name, when you say their experience began at home. You also say the other people who witnessed things have left, which implied Lorraine still works there with you. And I do wonder, from only this small segment, so it literally is just a guess, what part Lorraine may be playing in this. Because I, like I'm sure many other people, have worked in places that are allegedly haunted. We may have even encountered strange situations. But I've never came home and experienced something strange and believed it was the thing that followed me from work. So maybe, and I'm touching wood as I say this, something's following Lorraine. But that's just a hypothesis. Thank you for this week's mini-sode, Samantha. And to everyone, thank you so much for joining me on this show. Please remember, if you can't sign up to Patreon to support the show, leave us a nice review somewhere, tell a friend, do all of the free things that actually really help the show grow. And thank you so much for joining me. And so until Friday, please, all of you, stay safe and take care.